Welcome to the Blessed Sacrament Homilies Podcast, where our mission is to help everyone recognize and experience the presence of God. We hope you are nourished and encouraged by the Word. Thank you for joining us.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger into the nail marks and put my hand into his side, I will never believe." Now a week later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book, but these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through this belief you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. I presume it would be safe to say that all of us have heard the phrase, "seeing is believing." It's well known to all of us except for the little children that are present this morning. There are some things in our lives that we just want proof of before we're going to believe in them. It's just part of our nature, I guess. And I think that if we are honest with ourselves, we've all probably at times join Thomas. "Unless I see for myself, I will not believe." We've been there in some degree or other, maybe not that bold, but we've all wanted more proof. But the fact is that skepticism is not a very nice garment for Christians, for people of faith. Skepticism basically contradicts some of our basic beliefs. We can't always see clearly or understand perfectly before we believe in some things of faith. Faith requires trust, and we all know how important that is in our lives, in our relationships with one another, in our families, in the church family. It even helps us build some self-confidence for ourselves when we understand, for each of us, when we understand how necessary and important trust is. Faith requires trust. St. Paul once said, "We walk by faith, not by sight." We can't see everything clearly or understand everything perfectly in order to be people of faith. Faith is not a test to see if we're worthy of God's love, and I sometimes think that we tend to do that. Faith is not a threat. The Holy Spirit told me to tell you that you better shape up. It's not that. Faith is not a series of "I should," "you should," "we should." Faith is trusting in God, in God's unconditional love. Faith is trusting in Jesus' basic promise that our lives have meaning and that we can live forever. As a professor from long ago once said, "If you get a better offer than that, take it." Faith, the best description, rather, of faith is the easiest one. It's a gift from God. God wants what is good for us. At one point, Jesus told his disciples, "God is pleased to give you the kingdom." Now do something about it. God is pleased to give us the kingdom. God wants what is good for us. Faith is a gift. We believe that. Jesus also insists that faith is also a call to action. As the Father has sent me, so I send you. Now we're part of the mission of Jesus Christ. He wasn't just speaking to those apostles that were locked in that upper room. He was speaking to us. As the Father has sent me, so I send you. We carry on the mission of Jesus Christ. We have the privilege to teach and to heal and to forgive in His name. It's a privilege and a responsibility. We are the light of Christ in the world. This Easter candle stands in our presence during this season and at baptism and funerals, not just as a symbol of Christ, the light of the world, but of our responsibility and our privilege to be the light of Christ in our world, in our families, in our community, to show that the way of Jesus Christ is true. That requires faith. That requires trust. We are the sign and the presence, and we are the sign and the sacrament of the real presence of Jesus Christ in our lives. And we need to do our best to live up to that. How we work that out is as complex and as wonderful as of all the stories of faith, of people of faith throughout the centuries, and our stories too. Complex and yet wonderful. Sometimes we are overjoyed with the gift of life. Sometimes we doubt whether our lives have meaning, and we worry and we're concerned. So we need one another. We do not leave out the element of community. We need our families. We need our faith community to help us walk this journey, to help us proclaim the positive message of Jesus Christ, to help us through times when life is just plain tough. Together, we celebrate the mystery of Jesus' life and death and resurrection week after week after week. Together, we proclaim we do believe. Do we mean that? We need to help one another understand it. And together, we join Thomas and followers of Jesus for the past 2,000 years who proudly proclaim, my Lord and my God.